Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. It's a beautiful way to meditate and to live our lives. Tea is one of the most consumed beverages in our world and has been around for centuries, millenniums. And yet, there's something that tea can teach us about how to live our lives in a meditative way, how to live our lives in a healthy, good, happy way. In many ways, we are like the hot water that is used in making tea. And the tea itself, whether it be tea bags or loose tea, or however we make our tea, the tea is our lives, all the things that we expose ourselves to in our lives. And whatever we expose ourselves to, or whatever form of tea we put into our water, we are going to be affected by that. The steeping of the leaves, which cause the tea to be infused into our drink, is the same way in which our lives are steeped in what we expose ourselves to. If we expose ourselves to healthy, good, loving, kind things, then our lives are going to manifest that. If we expose ourselves to destructive, critical, cruel, mean things, then our lives are going to reflect that. We are being steeped all day long by what we expose ourselves to. Meditation helps us open up to what are the conversations going on into our head all day long, the mental commentary that we hear, but it's also what we hear from other people, what we listen to on the radio, on TV, on our iPads and our iPods, what we read, what we see on the movies, on television. We all day long are being steeped by what we expose ourselves to. And what happens is, we're affected by that. And meditation is a really wonderful way to make sure that what we're steeping ourselves in is good, is healthy. And what it does is, it helps us to say, oh, that's what I'm steeping myself in. Because when we meditate, what happens is, we really get a good look at what's going on inside of us. Is it positive? Is it loving? Or is it negative? Is it cruel? Usually it's towards ourselves, both those things, love and cruelty. But it can also be directed at other people. And in both cases, it's either really good for us or really harmful. So meditation is about checking into, being aware of, being mindful of, what are we steeping ourselves in? And if we are aware of that we're steeping ourselves in good things, loving things, kindful things, then our lives are going to go well. But if we discover that we're steeping ourselves in cruel, harmful things, then guess what? Our lives are going to go poorly. And let me illustrate this by talking about what I did last week. I spent a week at a beautiful monastery called Mindred Monastery in Mindred, Indiana. A little less than 100 monks live there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful monastery set on a hilltop in the plains of Indiana. During that week, I just was on personal retreat, giving myself time to be still, to read, to go on walks, to spend some time with the monks, and to just meditate and be present with what is. Some of the things I most love to do. And every once in a while, I do this. I go on a week or weekend retreat where I just spend time with myself and allow myself to see what's going on inside of me. I think it's good for all of us to do this, and I talk about it in episode 98. If you want to learn about spending time at a monastery or a retreat, they're really healthy for us. But one of the things you're going to learn if you ever go to a monastery is the monastic life is very controlled. It's very regulated. They get up in the morning and they pray and they meditate. And they do this at the one I was at 5 times a day. And then they work and they do their activities and they just have a very routine life. And what they're exposed to, what they're steeped in, is very healthy, very good things like nature, like meditation, like beautiful music, and beautiful environments overall. It's a very peaceful, it's a very idyllic way to live a life. And over the years of spending time with monks, what I've learned is there are degrees of healthiness in regards to the monks. Some of them I would describe as saint-like, others of them are more mundane, more human, more like many people who don't live in monasteries. But I think why the monastic life works so well is because it exposes or steeps these men, or if it's a woman monastery, these women, in a very healthy environment. So wherever they're at, they do better. If they're struggling with life, they struggle less. If they're doing well in life, they shine and can become beautiful people. But because the monks steep themselves in such a healthy environment, it's challenging for them not to do well. They're just going to do better than they would have done if they were exposing themselves or steeping themselves in less healthy environments. I mean, hanging out every day at the bar and getting in fights or just doing other things like that obviously isn't as good for us. It's steeping ourselves in unhealthy things. So I think what we want to ask ourselves is, how can we improve our lives? How can we steep ourselves throughout the day in healthy things? What music are we listening to? What are we watching on television? What conversations are we participating in? What are we, most importantly, thinking about all day long? And if we start steeping ourselves in the good, the loving, the kind, I think what we'll find is we'll begin to see a change in us, a beautiful change that, like the monastic life, can take us to where we're at and improve us, help make our lives better, help make us become more loving and kind. We are steeping ourselves in something all day long. All of us are. The question to ask ourselves throughout the day is what I'm steeping myself in good for me, good for others? Is it going to help me improve my life to be more loving, kind, and gentle with myself and with others? And if we find that through being meditative, being mindful of what we're steeping ourselves in, and then beginning to change, beginning to expose ourselves to things that are healthy, the things that are beautiful, the things that are helping us to improve our lives to be better, what we'll find is, instead of being transformed into something negative, we'll be transformed into something beautiful. This is possible for all of us, but we all need to be aware of what are we steeping ourselves in. And meditation can be really helpful for that. Because if we find that when we meditate, there's a lot of negativity going on inside of us, then it's time to make changes. And they don't have to be drastic. We don't have to enter the monastery. It may be a calling for some of us, but for most of us, we can just start to make changes in our life and make our lives steeped in the good, the beautiful, the loving, the positive, the kind. Because when we do that, what we'll find is we will begin to change. Change in ways that help improve our lives and those around us. It's very simple. Just ask throughout the day, what am I steeping myself in? Is this good for me? Is this going to improve my life for the better? If it isn't, then perhaps it's time to make some changes. And with these changes, we'll find that our lives will become beautiful. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, peace.